I never knew a love like excuse this me, before. Here's Ken no Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the last segment here of the Computer Corner. Don't forget, this is Memorial Weekend, and don't forget that it's not just about barbecues and picnics and having a good time.
And so an extra day off of work.
Make sure and check out some of the resources we have that will give you a much better understanding of what Memorial Day is all about, how to properly celebrate it. Datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and there you have it.
By the way, Barbara and anybody else that I may have offended by saying, are you speaking Mexican? I definitely apologize. There was no offense intended, and I was not trying to be derogatory. I was actually making fun of the
ignorant groups that say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, and part of the problem was that we had an ongoing discussion here off the air that kind of rolled off onto the air.
Sometimes I forget.
So the context, yeah. You guys, nobody out there got to hear the previous information.
Right.
So, Barbara, hopefully you understand that was not meant to be derogatory in any way, shape, or form.
In fact, Chris Cabrera, who's here on the air with us, and Michael Valdivia, both of Hispanic descent.
Latino.
Because they were part of the, I guess, part of the previous conversation.
Is that the politically correct?
Que paso?
Que paso.
No, it is not.
I'm part Oriental, and I had somebody say, that's derogatory. You're not supposed to say Oriental. You're supposed to say Asian.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. I'm the Oriental here.
Yeah. You should be able to pick.
Well, I guess I can't say anything because I'm Disney.
You're
about as white as it gets.
Yeah,
huh?
You're that white thing.
I'm actually now the minority.
Yeah. In this place you are.
About time.
In this country, I think I am now.
All right, before we run out of space here, what do we got here, Red?
Sheila.
Yes.
Sheila has some problems.
Hi.
Sheila.
Hey.
Sheila, that's a derogatory term in Australia, isn't it?
That I have no idea. I don't know.
A Sheila is a general term for a female, but
exactly.
It's meant to be derogatory.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to somebody who's very stupid here.
Oh, no. You're either a cyber knot. Sheila, you're either a cyber knot or you're a cyber tar.
Oh, goodness.
And so Sheila, don't be offended, but you've asked for this by name.
Bonehead of the day.
There you go. You get to be our bonehead of the day. So what happened? So
well, okay, unfortunately I was going to tape this, but my cassette recorder isn't working.
No,
all right.
We're recording this for you.
Okay. Here is the deal. I had an old computer which only had 32 RAM and less than 3 gigabytes on the whole hard drive.
Hmm.
So I got a new one, went to Fry's Electronics. My son-in-law, who's great, we went and got the different components and all that. Got it in November, and it's been great. Now, Windows 98 Second Edition was reinstalled on it. Not Windows XP, but Windows 98 Second Edition.
When you say reinstalled, you mean...
Oh, because he copied everything that was on my old hard drive.
Okay, did the machine that you got originally come with Windows XP?
Oh, no, they went and bought a bunch of components.
No,
we went to
Fry's Electronics.
Oh, you did the do-it-yourself thing.
Yeah, the do-it-yourself thing.
Gotcha.
Hey, before we go any further, Sheila, so you got a bunch of brand new parts, right?
You
went out and bought the latest state-of-the-art stuff.
Yep.
And then we put an operating system that's now, what, 7, 8 years old on
there. I knew you were going to ask that, but...
Just checking.
There was a reason for that. It was just simply an economical reason.
Okay, before we run out of time, let's get to your problem.
Okay, well, here's the problem. I was wondering if you could tell me what to do about it. Is that when you try to defragmentize the C drive or run the scan disk or anything...
Hold on now, that's a new one. Defragmentize. Right?
Well, that's what they used to call it, and I think that's what they still call it on the... Scheduled task.
Yes, it's just defrag, but go ahead.
Defrag, yeah, that shortens it.
Yes.
Anyway, you get this error message, which I understand now isn't even the right error message, saying that, you know, I have 512 memory or whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
And it says that my computer does not have enough memory to do these tasks. Quit programs. Well, I had my son-in-law over, and all the programs are all turned off and everything.
Okay, here's the defrag and befrag. Defrag is actually short for defragment.
Right.
And mm-hmm. basically, we get this all the time.
The scan disk too.
Scan disk and mm-hmm. defrag. Both of those utilities require 100% control of the operating system and the hard drive in order for them to run.
Right.
So the first thing that I would recommend you do is restart your machine in what's called safe mode.
Right.
You familiar with that?
Yes, and my son-in-law came over and did that, and I'm very anxious to hear what you're going to have to say, but there was one other point, and I was wondering...
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
You had him do that. Did it work at that point?
No. You still get the same error message.
Okay.
So what he did was go on Google, and he came to something, and unfortunately it wasn't put on my favorite places, which seemed to indicate that my new drive, which is 250, it's too big.
Right, right.
For Windows 98 or something.
Correct.
But
it
it's
is.
Not giving me that. It's giving me the wrong error message.
Right,
apparently.
Right, right. No,
Windows 90, what can I do about it?
Windows 98 was developed long before 250 gigabyte drives existed, and so the error it's giving you is the best thing it can figure out as to what the problem is.
Right.
The solution is kind of a little bit complex, but you kind of went out and bought a Ferrari with all the new stuff.
Yeah.
And then you put a one-speed transmission in it from a Volkswagen.
Right.
And you're wondering, why can't I go faster than 40?
Right.
Well, the question kind of, I mean, the answer is already right in front of you.
Your two options, if you want this to be matched properly, is to get a much smaller hard drive that is 98 compliant, or to upgrade to an operating system that can recognize that big of a drive. The other, what you can possibly do also is basically keep that big drive. I'm not sure exactly why they bought that drive other than to say, look how big this drive is.
Well, it was my idea because I had one that was so small that I was always running out of disk space.
Right, but now you're too big to even use. So you've either got to go, I would start all over with Windows XP, and that's going to cost you a few bucks, or return that big drive, and I'd buy probably nothing larger than an 80 gigabyte hard drive if you're going to run Windows XP, or 98.
Which, by the way, is, you know, 3 million times bigger than you had.
Oh, I know, but I hate to have to return the drive that I have.
Well, the other choice is you can format the drive or set up the drive to be seen as an 80 gigabyte drive so that Windows 98 will be happy, but then you threw away a bunch of money on a, you know, three times the drive than what you're using.
So in other words, you say I don't really understand how to do that.
You have a mismatch there, so you're going to have to make some really bad decisions in a number of ways. Sheila, hang on here. We'll take some time off the air to try to give you a better explanation.
Basically, folks, if it's us, we would start over with Windows XP.
Absolutely, Windows XP now. But we haven't heard why she had to go to 98, which may be an irrelevant thing. But we'll figure all that out for her. The bottom line here, folks, is you got to think it all the way through. Latest and greatest, what we call bleeding edge components and technology. Clearly, the do-it-yourself process is not for everyone, and what you may think is a simple process may end up costing you a bunch more money than if you'd have just bought the computer pre-assembled. So be careful out there on your decisions based on your geek friends.
Not that there was really bad ones made, just a simple fix here that can probably solve the problem. So.
All right, it's the Computer Corner. Don't forget datadoctors.com for all of today's resources for CCAB, Michael Valdivia, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. If it ain't broke,
fix it till it is!
Ford Motor Company.